name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Our guest speaker and preacher today is Julie Shylock. Julie is presently the director of the Watershed Conservation and Environmental Education. She manages staff, interns, and volunteers. She is also the youth engagement coordinator for Rails to Trails Conservancy of Philadelphia. She also has been director of marketing for the Great Valley Nature Center. One can tell from her 2.5-page resume that Julie has a deep understanding and commitment to all of life and to our environment. Today she is going to talk with us about St. Francis, one of the most revered saints of the church. So Julie, we warmly welcome you to speak to us this morning.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I've been really looking forward to this day, to celebrating St. Francis Sunday with all of you. And at this time, I would like it if all the children would come up, and parents who want to accompany their children, so you can get a closer look. Come on up. Hi. You can grab a seat right here. Just maybe not on the top step, because I have some things. Super. Anybody from behind? Good. Great. Wonderful. Okay. So as I said, we're celebrating St. Francis Sunday today. So of course we're going to be speaking about this wonderful man and how he became a saint. But first I wanted to ask you, does anybody know what a saint is? Think you know?
It's a person that's really, really good.
That's a great definition. So a saint is actually someone just like you and I, who's been selected by God to do very special things. They're almost like a superhero. God gives them special powers. Some saints have been able to heal people that are very sick. Some saints have been able to know things that seems like they shouldn't be able to know without being told by someone else. Saints usually can perform great miracles. And so being a saint, why does God choose a person to be a saint? Well, it's because that person has a really, really special quality. And that quality is that they always listen to God. And God knows this. And God knows that the saint will follow his direction no matter what, even if it's a really hard, hard task. So today we're going to talk about St. Francis and his long journey to becoming a saint, because it didn't happen for him right away, as it is the case with most saints. So would you like to hear the story? All right. So it starts out about 800 years ago in a country called Italy. Have you ever heard of Italy before? All the way over in Europe? Are you Italian? So maybe your relatives came from there? Okay. So there was a village called Assisi, and there was a lovely woman and her husband, and they were having a baby. Now, St. Francis's mother was a very godly woman. She went to church all the time, and she was very devout. She followed, she went to church every Sunday. And St. Francis's father was a wealthy merchant. And he was actually somebody that sold silk. So he traveled all the time to different countries trying to buy the finest fabrics. St. Francis was actually born, and we'll just call him Francis for now. Francis was born to his mother while his dad was away on one of his collecting trips when he was getting his silk. So at first, she had her baby, and it was her choice what to name him because dad wasn't around. And she decided that she was going to name him Giovanni. Have you ever heard of that name before? Giovanni is actually, have you heard that name? So it's actually the Italian name for John. So his mother wanted to name him John after John the Baptist. Does anybody know what John the Baptist did? I think you know. What did he do? Who did he baptize first? Jesus, exactly. So St. Francis's mother said, I'm going to name my baby Giovanni. Well, about 3 months later, guess what happened? St. Francis's father came back to Italy and said, I have a son, I'm so happy. What did you name him? And he was very excited to hear. And she said, I named him John, after John the Baptist. And St. Francis said, or St. Francis's father said, you named him John? I don't want to name him after anyone in the Bible. I want to name him after France, where all the lovely clothing is, where all the finest food is, where all the latest trends are. So I'd like to name him Francis. So that is how St. Francis actually got his name. Now, St. Francis wasn't a baby for long. He grew up into a young man who was very likable. Everybody in town thought young Francis was a nice gentleman. He had lots of jokes to tell. He was very social. He wore all the finest clothing because his dad was a fabric merchant. And he basically had everything. The only thing he didn't have were discipline and rules in the household. His parents didn't. He was so well liked by everyone that he was a little bit spoiled. And as I said, he was very wealthy because of what his dad did for a job. If St. Francis wanted a toy telescope, he could have a toy telescope. If St. Francis wanted a toy nesting doll, he could have that too. Any sort of interesting little toy he might have. If St. Francis wanted an orange, he could have an orange. If he wanted to change his mind, because apparently he was a very particular little boy that got a little picky about food at sometimes, maybe he would have an apple instead. Or sometimes he would ask his mother for green or for purple grapes, and then he might change his mind and say, no, I want green grapes instead. If he wanted money to buy anything, his parents would give it to him. So you're getting the idea? He kind of was got a lot of things. He could also do anything he wanted to. If he wanted to have a party for all his friends, his parents would arrange for that. And if he wanted to stay home from school because he didn't want to do the work, his parents would say, oh, that's okay, you can stay home from school. Or his teachers would say, that's fine, stay home, you don't have to come in today. And if he wanted to get in a little mischief with his friends down at the town square, same thing. Everybody would look the other way, and they wouldn't worry too much about what St. Francis did. So as you can see, he was growing into a young man that was very, very burdened with a lot of things. He had a heavy, heavy life with all these things. So, of course, after a while, it was time for St. Francis to decide what he would be. And his mother had a good idea. She thought he should be a man of the church, and maybe he should study to be a priest. His father said, oh, I think that's a bad idea. What do you think maybe his father wanted him to do? Anybody have an idea? Go ahead. Exactly. Come into the family business and be a wealthy merchant and sell lots of things so that we can continue to make lots of money in our family. So that was what the dad thought. St. Francis thought to himself, you know, I want to be something even more. Because I have everything that I want, but I want to be a hero. And I want to be somebody that everyone looks up to, maybe even noble one day. Maybe I can be part of the king's court. And so he decided that he would become a knight. And so he traded in his beautiful, lovely clothing for the finest armor, which his father made sure. His father went along with all this and decided, you're right, I think that's a really good idea. You become a knight. So he gave him the best armor in the world. He made sure he had the finest sword. And he made sure that he had the best helmet. So St. Francis was ready. And it was time for him to go off to war. And lots of people in the town, lots of young soldiers went off to the first war, which was a civil war. Have you ever heard of a civil war before? What does that mean, civil war? You're exactly right. In the same country, even in the very same country, people are fighting. One town might be fighting with another town, and that's what happened. So the people from Assisi, where St. Francis was born, all the knights went off and started to have a battle with a neighboring town called Perugia. And so when they were in Perugia, the Perugian knights actually did a better job, and they won the battle. And a lot of the knights and soldiers were killed from Assisi. But some of them, like St. Francis, were not killed because the soldiers knew in Perugia that St. Francis's family had a lot of money. So instead, they put St. Francis in jail. And he actually stayed in jail for a whole year. And while he was in jail, he got a little bit sick. And he started to have some pretty powerful dreams. And what he was hearing in his dreams was God. And God was talking to him and saying, St. Francis, I do not want you to be a knight. I want you to take care of the sick. I want you to take care of the poor. And St. Francis took this very seriously. He was still a young man, but he started thinking about this. And after about a year, sure enough, his father showed up with the big bag of money. He gave it to the Perugians, who let St. Francis free. And guess what St. Francis did? He went back to his hometown, and what do you think he started to do? Anybody have an idea? He started to help the sick. He took the food from his family's house and the cloth from his family's house, and he started giving it away to all sorts of people, and the money as well. He started giving it to the poor. Do you think his father was happy about that? His father was very upset about all this, and he got very angry with St. Francis. And he said, why are you giving all our things away? What will we live on? And so he started really talking to St. Francis one more time. And I forgot to tell you, one of the big things that his father was upset about was, have you ever heard of the word leprosy? There was a man that was a leper. And that is a disease where a person might have sores all over their body, and it's a very contagious disease. And so the man was very sick, and St. Francis gave him money and food, and he even kissed him. And so St. Francis's father was so angry, but St. Francis was doing exactly what God told him to do, right? So he was really calm. As I was saying, St. Francis's father was angry, and so eventually he convinced St. Francis to become a soldier again. And so there was another war coming up, and it was called the Fourth Crusade. It was a very big war, and St. Francis got very, very armored up and ready to go, and he headed off on his crusade. You probably don't want to keep that there for too long. He headed out on his crusade, and it only took about a day before this time God decided to really, really give St. Francis a big message. St. Francis was crossing a large bridge, moving into the next county, and God said, St. Francis, rebuild your church. I do not want you to be a knight. I want you to go home and rebuild all the churches that are falling into despair because no one's paying attention to them anymore. And so that is exactly what St. Francis did. He took all of his armor, and he gave it to the church so that they could trade it in for money and could start making the repairs that were really needed. And he took all of his possessions and he headed out onto the streets and started helping the poor again and helping everyone around that needed anything. And God was really, really smart for doing that, as we know God is. God knew that everybody liked St. Francis so much, and that if they listened to, if St. Francis started doing things, others would follow in his footsteps. And so that is exactly what happened. Now, St. Francis was feeling much lighter. He no longer had all the possessions. He had no longer had to worry about people stealing from him or taking things away. And he started to live a life just like Jesus. And he went around and he preached about love and happiness and peacefulness and living in harmony. And he found that he was happier than ever with his newfound lifestyle, and that he didn't need all the stuff that he used to have to be happy. And people were noticing this, and and lots of people decided to follow in his footsteps and do the same exact thing. So it was a very exciting time, and even eventually his father and mother were behind him 100%. So that was great. Now, with all his newfound simplicity, he started to realize there were lots of other gifts on earth that he could pay attention to, like gifts of nature. He would go out on long hikes. He would sometimes take seeds and spread them around and water them and grow beautiful plants. And he started to notice animals, and he started to make really wonderful friends with the animals. And the animals started to notice him too. So when he would go and he would have different sermons for people, now and then animals would fly up and they would land on him and they would listen to what he was saying. And one day he even gave a sermon directly to the animals, and it was meant specifically for the birds.
My sweet little sisters, O birds of the sky, you are bound unto heaven to guide your Creator. And every beat of your wings and every note of your song, praise Him. He has given you the greatest of gifts, the liberty of the air. You neither sow nor reap, yet God provides for you the most delicious morsels, streams and lakes to quench your thirst, hills and dales for your home, tall trees to build your nest, and the most beautiful clothing, a change of feathers for every season. You and your kind were preserved in Noah's ark. Clearly the Creator loves you most dearly. His gifts flow forth in abundance. So please, be careful of the sin of thanklessness, and always sing out your praises to the Lord our God.
And it was a miracle. All the birds that had been following him that day came and listened to this sermon. And then for 10 or 15 minutes later, the birds, which are the monks that were following St. Francis, have written this down. They listened to that wonderful sermon and sang and sang and sang for 15 or 20 minutes after the sermon. And then they spread in every direction and started going off as if they were going to tell in little miniature flocks all the other people, or all the other birds and animals, what God was all about and how wonderful God was. And so that was one of the miracles that St. Francis performed here on earth, was his sermon to the birds. St. Francis went on with his followers to do many wonderful things. They started preserving churches, and he lived 800 years ago. There are still two churches today that are still around and available for all of us to visit if we were ever so lucky. He went to countries like Egypt, where there were wars, and he made friends with the sultans and taught them, since he had experience with wars, that talking things out was often a more successful solution than to warring. And so he made friends with very unlikely people. In fact, there was a count that actually gave him a mountain because he admired St. Francis so much. He taught people people that giving was actually receiving, that all the good feelings that you have when you're able to do for others is actually like receiving. And so today we can live in St. Francis's, in his light, and do the same sorts of things and find happiness and in just a simple life, just like our Savior Jesus did once upon a time. So you can put the bird away, and I just wanted to let you know at the end our bird is a little screech owl, and we will talk about the bird outside if you'd like to come and get a closer look. But I did want to let you know that we can follow St. Francis's example by giving to the poor and taking care of others, just like he did, right? We can live simple and peaceful lives, and we can care for creatures great and small, and we can enjoy life without worrying about too much about becoming rich and gathering lots of things. There are so many wonderful things out in nature. So maybe over the next month you can start thinking about that. And I'm going to have a little basket outside, and we've got some wildflower seeds. And if you'd like to take a little pinch and maybe spread these wildflower seeds, we can, when you're on a walk, maybe later today, that might be a good idea. And that might be an example of how we can be like St. Francis. Can anybody else think of an example of how we can be like St. Francis? Do you have an idea?
Another way we can be like St. Francis is that we can take care of the people that are getting hurt by wars.
Take care of people that are getting hurt by wars. That's a good idea. Anybody else have an idea? Is there anyone else?
And there's another thing I wanted to add.
One more thing. Go ahead. Help people that are sick. Absolutely. Can we go home and take care of our pets and give them an extra special, if we happen to have a pet, maybe a cat, a little extra scratch behind the ear, or maybe brush our dogs out or feed our fish and maybe clean their tanks more times than we want to? That's always a tough one. All those sorts of things. Well, thank you so much for coming up and listening and learning a little bit more about the amazing story about St. Francis. And I hope you all have a wonderful St. Francis Sunday. Take care. Thank you.
There is no mistaking that powerful message. People transformed by Jesus in turn transform the world. May we be that people. Amen.